ATTS, Nancy and Rick.
Busted in your undies. Now, okay. True confession.
Okay. I have one too.
I have some boxers that they look like either gym shorts or a swimsuit.
Sure.
And I think it was Sunday. I was out in the garage. I was getting something out of the freezer. And somebody pickup truck pulls in the driveway. And these guys, hey, we wonder, where's the conservation area?
You're like, what happened to my underwear?
I'm like, oh, man. But I had a T-shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it's pretty long. And I'm thinking, it's right down there, blah, blah, blah. But I thought, you can't tell.
Here's my true confession. So swimsuits are crazy expensive, right, for women.
Right.
And I am busty on top.
Okay.
And I didn't have a lot of money. So I would go buy bras and then buy buttons and frilly stuff and sew them on. You can't tell they're not swimsuits. I did that for years.
No, you didn't.
Yes, you can't tell.
I thought mine was bad. And at least it's just a couple of guys.
All right, pipe down. Good morning, KTTS.
So we have a construction business, and I went to go sign a contract with, he's probably about a 75-year-old gentleman.
Yeah.
And when I got to his home, he came out in his underwear right outside the door, outside of his garage, and just stood in his driveway, and we signed his contract in his underwear.
Nice.
He totally acted normal, like he was wearing all of his clothes. I didn't even say anything. I didn't know how to act, so we just proceeded with business.
Business as usual.
I could just see those tidy whities, and I'm like,